not a good old days. Did you listen to that music? Wasn't that beautiful, huh? Those are the days we used to play with my Uncle Dominic. We used to go all over. We used to go play serenading during the night, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. We used to go to Ludlow, have a good time, play, and that's all we used to play, and plenty to drink. And boy, I remember I used to come home half in a bag those days. I was young those days, and I could take it. But now, I'm getting pretty old, and those days ain't like no more like it used to be. Now, my Uncle Dominic is gone, and I'm all alone with my wife here, and we don't do anything else but hang around. Once in a while, I take the mandolin and play a tune. Once in a while, I call about every 2 years. That's about the size I've been playing now. That's why I can't play at all anymore. And those days were the good old days. I can never forget that. That's where it goes. Well, anyway, the days when the good old days, I used to play and play, and boy, I really used to enjoy it. But now, when you get older, you don't do those things anymore. After I got married, well, things have changed. I didn't play like I used to. Because if I'd have kept it up and keep on playing, I would still be pretty good today, regardless of my age. But what are you going to do? That's the good old days, you know? And once in a while, I remember those days, and I think about it. I miss it. Well, anyway, thank you very much for listening, and God bless you all. Okay, Muriel, how'd you like that, huh, Muriel? Wasn't that beautiful song, huh, Muriel? Muriel, Muriel, laisse-moi tranquille, and fantagène. Give my regards to the whole family, your husband, the kids, and everyone there in Houston, Texas. You know, Muriel, when I was in the car and Uncle Lorenzo going to the hospital to see your mother when I was talking, and then your mother was in the hospital when she was talking, then Tommy Ruscha happened to be there, said a couple of words, and then, I went to the nursing home. Then May was talking in the nursing home with Uncle Lorenzo and some of her friends. And then Mr. and Mrs. Labreck were there too. And then after that, Auntie Jean and Uncle Peter, they were talking up their house, which were up their house too. That's where they were living, up to the farm. And that's about all.